Need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience, or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you, no fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Susie One on the World Wide Web. And now, here she is, Dr. Susan Block.
Brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners, artists and exhibitionists, voyeurs and connoisseurs, porn stars and rock stars and horror stars, golfers and mistresses, husbands and wives, all you children of sex, and we are all children of sex, with a capital X. I mean, we may or may not be children of God. We may or may not be children of Jesus. We may or may not be children of Allah, Brahma Rama Dama, Buddha, Wicca Goddess, the great flying saucer in the sky, or Dr. Patty. But until we start cloning ourselves, one thing we know, we gotta do it. One way or another, even if it's in a test tube, there's a sperm in the egg kind of a thing. We are all children of sex. Can I hear an amen?
Amen. Amen.
Can I hear an A-women?
A-women.
I want to welcome you to the womb room of Dr. Susie's Speakeasy in the soul of downtown L.A. I am the Irreverend Dr. Susan Block, your servant, and your mistress of the airwaves. And tonight, we are riding those waves. Ahoy there. We're headed into oceans of fun and waves of trouble. That's right, brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners. We are joining tonight with our brethren and sistren of the girls and the corpses, as you can see by all of these skeletons and dead scary things in my bed, which is usually full of beauty and sex. Sex now juxtaposed against death. Yes, all roiling together in this ocean of life. It's the ocean that gives birth to us, isn't it? The cells, the mermaids, the amoeba, the amphibians, and Venus rising from the half shell, up from the stormy sea. She was born, beauty herself, sex, love, and beauty. Venus, Aphrodite, born of the sea, the shining sea, and yet
The sea is dangerous. Shipwrecks, tsunamis, and plastic. You know how much plastic is in our oceans nowadays? Just tons and tons. Poison, toxin. Just roiling in that beautiful, shining sea we love to vacation by. And have sex in. Oh, yeah. Sex in the ocean. Sex on the beach! Corpses on the beach. All right, we're sexing and deathing tonight here on the Dr. Susan Block Show on Radio Suzy One on the World Wide Web. Yeah, we are cruising those airwaves. Hey, snakes in the Garden of Eden. Absolutely. This is the Garden of Eden. And you may eat of the tree of knowledge. Yes, there are many types of apples here that you may bite and chew and enjoy. So, welcome to my garden. It's got some corpses in it. but, hey, at least it's a dry place. It's a safe place. Well, actually, dry is not good. It's a womb room, so it's wet. Last week was so wet, we had squirting everywhere. Just crazy, crazy squirting. That's another kind of a tsunami. But this week we've got this crazy guy, Corpsey, we call him. He's got another name, but we're gonna just call him Corpsey. Hey, Corpsey.
Hey, good to see you.
Welcome back.
I love it here. I'm getting wet in all the tsunami of your love.
You are back from the dead, aren't you?
I am.
Uh-huh.
But death is the lifeblood that flows through my dead arteries.
Oh, yes. That sounds so appealing. Well, yeah. Here we are celebrating your new issue.
Yes, yes. The liquidy issue.
Liquidy.
Our ocean. That's where.
Oceans.
That's right. And sharks. There's danger.
Actually, yes. Mm-hmm. And squirting is another name for squirting is nectar of Aphrodite.
That's right.
Because it is Aphrodite just squirting up from the sea.
Yes.
Yes. But you can die at sea.
You can.
Very easily.
And you can be squirted to death. People have drowned,
No, you can't be squirted to death. would have been last week with Dumais, if anyone could have been. There was a flood here.
If you can make a corpse squirt, then I'll be very impressed.
You know, it's
next
funny,
show.
This friend of mine is he just wrote a book, Rise Again, about zombies.
Yes.
And it's a whole other kind of squirting that's really gross. I just hope none of these guys start animating and squirting like that. That's all I can say.
They won't be moving much tonight.
Yes. Ben Tripp, by the way. Pick it up. Rise Again.
Okay.
Not a sexy book, but riveting.
Mm.
So, there's a sexy lady sitting next to you who is also quite riveting. Yes, yes, absolutely. I understand she scores on the golf course pretty well.
She does. She's also a Girls and Corpses girl.
And she is a cover girl. Whoa.
Cover girl of Girls and Corpses magazine.
Yes.
This is
Jocelyn.
Yes.
James.
With a famous, looks like a famous golfer who was actually playing today, didn't do very well. Hate to bring that up, but.
Is it because you're
Jocelyn,
not in his life?
Jocelyn,
now?
Can you move your mic up a little bit? Yeah.
Like that?
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yes. Yes. So, Jocelyn James, welcome to the world.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's nice to have you here. Well, you have a very sexy voice.
It's nice to be in your church of wetness.
You're making it wetter, definitely.
I'm good at that.
You are. You have oral skills.
I'm an oral lyrical genius. Plus a nipple sucking professional.
Yes.
And other suckings. But,
well,
you know.
Sexting. I know about your sexting
skills.
That is skills.
Me, yes.
Well,
I'm the queen
actually,
of sexting.
I don't know about what you sexted. I just know the response, and the response was
very
favorable.
Well, do you want me to sext you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sext
right now.
Me, baby.
I'll sext you whenever you want. Do you want video?
well, that's, yeah, I'll take it all.
All right.
Yeah.
Do you like dark meat or white meat?
Oh.
Which do you prefer?
I like variety.
Me too.
Yeah?
Yeah,
you do.
Yeah.
You like variety.
Yeah.
Okay. Or like, Cablanasian or something? Is there a sort of Cablanasian meat?
A compilation of penises and vaginas of all colors is what I prefer.
A compilation?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
A copulation.
A copulation.
Yes. Here it's a copulation.
Well, Tiger Woods. Okay.
Yes.
Can we say that name? Are we allowed?
Did you?
Okay.
We didn't, did we?
Okay.
All right. Yes.
Right.
Tiger Wormwood, actually.
Wormwood is
Tiger
this
Wormwood.
One here, back here. But he's a compilation, right? I mean,
he's a copulation too, actually. That's, I think, what happened to his game. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you are just quite something. I've seen YouTube videos of you, and you're a wonderful entertainer. But you burst into like international fame on a golf course.
Well, it didn't necessarily partake on a golf course.
Oh, damn.
Oh, I was disappointed. I wanted to hear about the hole-in-one.
There was a hole-in-one, but it didn't happen on the course.
In one of those hotel rooms with the key.
Yeah, you know, God gave women three holes for a reason.
There you go. There
and
you
so
go.
And so did Aphrodite.
Mmm. Yes.
Yeah.
So how do you feel about your... The kind of fame that you've gotten through this
I wouldn't necessarily call it fame. I would call it some kind of twisted, not fun stuff. But
well, this is a sex and death show. We're talking about some not fun stuff.
Yeah, it was definitely not my idea of a good time.
Mm.
Yeah.
Chased down by paparazzi after you and trying
not,
to destroy
not good.
You
that's
to
why
shit.
I say,
sort of like the zombie
that's
theme.
Why I say married men and married women run. You don't want them.
And is this something you learned from your experience?
Yes.
Because, you know, you knew he was married.
Yeah, and I think he forgot. Because I tried to break up with
That's
him.
That's right. He's not a sex addict. He was just an amnesiac.
I'm not really quite sure, but, you know.
Ambien, I believe. Is it Ambien?
You know.
I don't know if Ambien can make you be like that, but, yeah.
But was he good in bed?
Duh. Do you think I would have stayed for 3 years if it wasn't good?
Well, I just was checking, and, you know, we like to hear.
I love my vagina, and I love what it does to me, and I'm not going to disrespect my vagina like that by giving it something that's not good.
I approve.
My butthole, or my mouth, or my hands, or my feet.
Yay. Well, that's very good to hear, because, you know, some people, upon reading the sexting, might not think that. And, I mean... I'm glad
well,
to hear
you
that.
Know what? There is a positive thing that did come out of all that. I didn't know that I liked being choked, but I love it.
Really?
Yes.
The choking.
Yes.
Tiger's choking now, but in a different way.
Yeah, exactly. But you know, I find that a lot of like sweet young ladies like yourself really like choking.
How do you know I'm sweet?
Well, you sound sweet. You look sweet. You seem sweet.
I'm a nice person, but I know how to be nice, and I know how to be a filthy, nasty whore.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's that dark side.
I wouldn't say it's dark. I'd say it's pink.
Pink, but the choking is dangerous.
Well,
don't try this at home.
If it's done right, like, and I just realized recently when I was in Florida with two of my girlfriends, because I have two female lovers, and I realized that I like being scratched. Like I've always liked being bitten and my hair pulled and kind of smacked around a little bit, but I like being scratched while I'm being choked and my legs pinned down and my hair being pulled and being bit. It takes like a group.
Okay, guys, let's beat her up.
It takes a village or a group.
Wow. Well, just don't come in my eye. That's all I.
No,
just,
coming
don't come
in your
in the eye.
Okay.
Yeah, because the sperm attack the eye like it's an egg because they try to get in it because it's it's not fun. It doesn't feel good.
Right. Yeah. Right. I understand. That's very scientific of you.
I didn't like. I just
attack the eye like it's an egg.
It does.
True.
I just learned that like about a year and a half ago. It hurts. I learned that from Johnny Sins. Thank you, Johnny
chemical.
Sins. We love you.
Uh huh. But the scratching and the biting and the choking is okay.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Yeah, but choking. You know, speaking of sex and death, I have to say to my new listeners and viewers that don't know about it and might just think it's just something to try for fun.
And I'm definitely not going to try it by myself with a belt alone.
I do consulting and expert witnessing for the LA Public Defender's Office, and some people are accidentally killed that way.
Yeah.
And when that happens, the perpetrator who didn't mean it is often charged with extra charges like torture.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to kind of explain that, no, they were just trying to have some fun.
Yeah, but actually, I put that in my will. If I die by that way, it's because that's how I want to go out.
Wow, that's really sweet of you for your partners. It is.
That's actually how I want to go. I want to die fucking.
Oh, shit.
That's how I actually got... No, that's actually how I got to die in the Ghostbuster parody. They're like, you get to die fucking. I'm like, awesome. Do I squirt all over them? They're like, yes. I'm
that's a great issue of Girls
Are you a
courses.
Squirter?
Yes.
Wonderful.
Yeah. MILF squirters number 7.
Yeah. Wow. Do you squirt, like, naturally, or did you have to teach yourself?
Actually, I learned by accident. The funny story is about it, is I never really was able to come, like, a lot from the bottom, but the guy had my legs behind my head holding me down, and I just, like, blistered everywhere. And I was like, was that you? He goes, no. I was like, I just came like a man.
Yeah.
And I had to call somebody, so I called
my... So you hit somebody in the eye with that.
Yeah.
But it wouldn't attack. It's not the same.
No. Different.
It's mostly water.
Yeah.
Not as much ammonia. Nasty stuff.
Yeah.
Well, great. Well, I don't know, you know, if we're going to scratch you and bite you, but maybe. But we are going to do a casting of your vulva.
Of my cookie.
Of your pussy, of your vajayjay, whatever you like to call it. I'm looking. It's alive though, but we're gonna like make it a cast of it, and it's somehow related to all this corpsing stuff. I think it'll survive you. Maybe. I mean, even after you're gone, there will be, you know,
like a death mask. It's like a pussy
castings
mask
of your pussy.
Instead of doing a bust, there's a must.
A must.
Yeah.
We must. Yes. All right, and so we're going to do that in a minute, but I want to introduce my other guests and chat a little, and then we're going to do that, I think, up here, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Wherever you want to, baby.
James, yeah.
Oh, God, listen to that sweet voice hiding a kinky woman. Yeah, Tiger.
Hey, yeah.
Oh, what are you missing? No wonder he's not doing well. I know. You don't talk to him anymore.
Not at all.
Okay. We're moving on to... Tara Patrick, yay. Adult superstar.
Yay.
Back on the Dr. Susan Block Show after time flies, 11 years.
2000.
It's
I remember that.
Right, you had just done Penthouse, and you came to talk to me and hang out and get your titties painted.
I remember that. I thought I got whipped. Didn't I get tied up?
I think you got tied up. Yeah,
and on a wheel,
right? It started with your titties painted.
I'm on a wheel, right? Yeah, yeah. First things first, I got my tits painted.
Yeah,
and then
you got whipped.
And then I got whipped. I remembered that. I remembered the pain. I didn't remember the pleasure.
Did you see that great picture of you out there?
Oh, we have a picture of you. Yeah, not there, but out in the
main area. She looks a little different.
By Ed Fox.
Oh, okay. Yep.
Ed Fox, you're kind of climbing something. Anyway, it's beautiful. You're beautiful.
Yeah,
you look better than ever.
Thank you.
How's everything?
Good. Really, really good.
So you've been doing horror, speaking of, you know, sex and death.
Yep. Actually, it was a week ago. Well, it was a year ago today that I flew to Jakarta, Indonesia. And we filmed for 2 weeks.
Jakarta, Indonesia. What's that like?
It was smack in the middle of summer. It was during Ramadan, which is the holy holiday, Muslim holy holiday.
Which it is now.
Yeah,
actually.
Right. Yeah, so
it
was
I've
during this
made
time.
Made some people break Ramadan because they've watched the show by accident. I don't know. They went, oh,
they're
my
not
God,
fasting
you forced
anymore.
Me to break Ramadan. My fault, yeah.
No, they had to sneak me, well, not necessarily sneak me into the country, but I went through privately, security, everything, because they didn't want any media to know. They didn't want to bring the attention there, so that's why we actually had to shoot.
Because you have a lot of fans there.
Yeah, yeah, but it was a holy holiday. We were trying to be respectful. You know, it was their holiday.
You didn't want to cause a riot.
We did when we left. So,
because
I left, probably no.
But, yeah, they didn't want you to go.
It's because I left. They're like, no, you can't go. But yeah, no, it was exciting. But we did have to shoot outside Jakarta, so.
Ah. So it's a horror movie. Are there any sex scenes?
No, it's it's called The Moaning of the Virgin Ghost, and actually
that sounds like a zombie.
I actually play a girl who gets roofied, if I can say that word, and then I get raped.
You can say whatever you want.
Yeah.
So you do get there's sex, but it's not good sex.
Well, yeah, it's not good for me. It's good for them, I guess. But no, then I
wonder if it's good for the viewer. I don't know. That's
some people are.
You know, it
that.
Depends.
Yeah, a lot of people. Yeah.
Well, if you've seen some like Japanese, there's specific types of pornography in different countries. It's a little more violent than, you know, sensual. I mean, everyone to each his own. But no, so I get killed, and then I come back as a zombie, and I execute all the guys that raped me.
So it's a lust murder.
Yeah.
They rape you and they kill you. This is... Do not try this at home, okay?
Yeah.
This is even worse than the choking thing.
Yeah.
No, this is really horrible. But okay. But,
no, it was good.
You know,
this
is entertainment in this world.
It was good for me because I have never played like a killer. So it was a lot of, like, I got to kill a guy with a screwdriver, chainsaw.
Is like, that fun, like
power
wearing
drill.
A strap on, but different?
I'm not the strap-on wearer.
Yeah.
Yeah, that
no.
doesn't...
Okay, but knife wielding, that's
yeah,
you.
Yeah, exactly.
That's you. I could see
yeah, I channeled it. My inner serial killer, I guess, because I'm obsessed with serial killers. So.
You are.
Yeah, I have been since... Yeah.
Don't tell me you want to be one when you grow up.
No, I got into porn
instead. Instead, okay, well that's... See?
Made my parents happier.
Porn actually creates peace. Yeah. Otherwise, you'd be a serial killer.
Right. Well, I have a copy of my memoir, For You, Sinner Takes All. And,
let me see.
I don't have it on me.
Oh, you don't have it on
here, but because I just got off a plane. But I talk about in the early beginning of the book that I was really into serial killers when I was a kid. So
I think you got this guy.
Got a lot of guys, but no. But yeah, so no, the movies, it's screened, it's all over Asia, so I own the rights actually to distribute it in North America.
So nice. How do you feel about doing porn versus horror?
It's the same. Well, some
one's
days
more
it could
wear and tear on your pussy, I guess.
You know, I didn't have, I will say, I stopped filming in 06.
Yeah.
I haven't filmed since 06, so I did... I really liked my work. I did. I had very good working experiences in the industry. I had one, I talk about it in Sinner Takes All, I had one bad scene, and I stopped it in mid-scene. But I never put up with any type of, you know, abuse or degradation. I always thought that, you know, for me, I was in it because I like to fuck. And, you know, even though I'm submissive,
and it's better than serial killing.
I don't know how good I would do in prison.
Right.
So, you know, I could run it, you know, but I just don't think I would be too good cooped
enough.
Up.
Right.
Yeah.
No, well, we're glad you got into porn. I mean, and that we have so many wonderful images of you that are still on your website as though you're still doing it.
Yeah. Well, no, I do shoot for TaraPatrick.com.
Oh.
I just shoot by myself.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So, yeah.
Oh, you do shoot. So you do that just to keep things going?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I love modeling. That's always my first love. I started when I was 13 in Japan. I started modeling. And, you know, Penthouse, Playboy. I just shot two covers for FHM that are out this month, Picture.
So what turns you on more in your personal self, doing a porn movie or doing a horror movie? I mean, do you get turned on more by the horror or the porn?
Now the horror, because porn wasn't challenging for me anymore. That's why I retired.
Yeah, the horror is
it's something new. It's some, you reach a peak at some point. I did anyway.
Yeah.
Creatively for me, I filmed for about 5 years and did what I wanted to do and did who I wanted to do, except for one guy. There was only one guy I didn't
one
get
guy
to.
You didn't get to do. Who was that?
David Hasselhoff, actually, wasn't he?
I did him. You see it in the magazine.
Okay. He was dead. He was dead.
Was he dead when you did him?
Yeah, he's on the cover. He's dead.
Well, I know in there, but...
He wasn't dead till Natasha did him. No, he was dead.
That's Natasha Marley. She was the one that shot Girls and Corpses with
lovely
her.
Girl.
So you're on the cover of the current Girls and Corpses right here.
Yes.
Here she is.
And the back cover, too.
And
she's
sitting.
That's David Hasselhoff with Natasha Marley and... And she was a great mom. I mean, she had a blast doing this. Really. Very sexy little
thing. Well, this is somewhere between, I don't know. What is modeling for Girls and Corpses like? Is it horror? Is it like being in a slapstick?
I had never met Natasha when, actually, how I met Robert was he interviewed me on the red carpet, and I had kept his card. And I had actually, the idea I had for Girls and Corpses was I had another idea, but he pitched the Bayrot, so Natasha and I ended up doing it, and actually it was comedy, and it was kind of weird because there was like a dead body, and we're like, ha ha ha, so anyway, you know, like it was just, right. It was funny, like, you know, it's true, right? Because you're like laughing because there's a dead body, you're all poking it.
Yeah, and then, with me with some of the photos, like I couldn't stop laughing. Yeah. I'm like, I'm a giggler, and when I, like, sex, whatever, I'm giggling because it's good, but like they captured like some really funny photos of just me laughing.
You gotta get these to be scratch and sniff. They won't be laughing anymore. They smell like corpses.
Well, it was funnier because she was freaked out.
Really?
So I'm kind of laughing at her because she was all freaked out. I was like, she's all freaked out.
I mean, ha ha ha.
She's got to kiss it.
I don't. If it was real, I don't know. Or maybe you would find that a challenge. I don't know.
Well, I worked as a nurse, so when I was in school, I remember I wanted to be a coroner because people don't talk to you. Like, when you're a nurse, yeah, people are like, I need water, I need morphine, my toe hurts, you know, and you're like, oh, you know, I have 10 more patients. I mean, it's just, but a coroner, you
I
just
love
sit
nurses,
there.
Though, almost as much as porn stars. I feel like nurses are the porn stars of
the hospital.
The hospital. They're sort of. Or
don't go in the supply room.
The nurses of,
actually, I had a fun experience in the supply room with a fellow nurse.
I was going to say, we all meet there.
Yeah.
I'm like, but I didn't mean it. It just happened on accident. His cock just fell out of his pants. You
I'm
know
sure.
the scrubs.
You
she's
fell
so,
on his
see,
penis.
She's so sweet.
Don't nurses give you a
Speaking
little...
Speaking of sweet,
yes,
I
sorry.
Want to introduce my next guest.
Please, good transition. Nicely done.
Right?
Nicely done. That's good. You're good.
Miss Sweet.
Hello.
Sasha, welcome back.
Thank you so much.
Sasha looks great, doesn't she? Look at that outfit. Oh, that is beautiful.
Get 'em, girl.
Hot, hot, hot. Yeah, so what have you been up to?
I've been shooting a lot, and I've also been working as a dominatrix.
Is that right? Another sweet one that's whacking people, you know?
Yes.
I love it. Literally.
Yeah, what is that about? Yeah.
It's fun. I really actually look forward to doing it, because I feel like every time I go to work, it's like a page out of Psychopathia Sexualis.
There you go.
You never know what you're going to see or what you're going to hear. It's really intriguing.
What's your most interesting client so far?
I had a client come in last week that wanted to fuck my shoe.
There you go. A foot fetishist, or shoe fetishist.
Shoe fetishist.
More than a, he wasn't even interested in you. You could have gone for a smoke break.
Exactly.
Yeah.
He was like... infatuated with shoes. It was pretty
But he wanted a beautiful girl to have been in the shoe.
Yes, and he wanted
to smell
it. Or
else he could just
it.
Go yeah. to Neiman's and get some shoes. I mean, you know, or somewhere.
Yeah.
Were you wearing the shoe at the time?
I was wearing it before I took it off.
Yeah, see, okay. That's the thing. She had to take it off.
Did you have one on and just kind of dangle it?
He wanted both of them.
Oh, he did.
He wanted to rub one and then fuck one.
Really?
Did he want you to encourage him, to coach
yes.
him?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Okay, that was important, too, the coaching. Of how to hump the pump.
Hump the pump, yes.
Very nice, very nice.
Or you could say, he wanted to get into your shoes.
He did.
He definitely got into your shoes, yeah. Mm-hmm. Wow. Well, okay, well, welcome back.
Thank you.
Sasha's been here a few times, but you introduced us to Sasha.
Yes, she's another corpset.
Another corpset, right? Is she in the magazine?
She is in the magazine. We're doing a shoot with her in the next issue. She's sort of a... A fixture, Girls and Corpses.
A fixture. That sounds dead.
Yeah.
Okay.
It does.
But she's very much alive. And she was at my birthday. She was great.
It was so fun.
She helped me spank everybody. I made sure everyone got spankings for my birthday.
You did too.
Yeah. So now I'm going to introduce this horror corpse rock star mime. Kim Fowler.
Hello, Fowley.
Fowley.
Yes. You're the Fowler. He's the Fowler.
I just got fouled up. I'm sorry.
I have other
Kim
names.
Fowley.
I have other names. I'm Lance Romance. I'm Doll Boy the Movie. I'm Master of Disaster and a couple of other things.
You sure are.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I mean, that looks like war paint on your face. If you're listening on the radio, you don't see this, but... This is some Kiss-like makeup.
I have two songs with Kiss, Do You Love Me and King of the Nighttime World.
Yeah.
And 35 separate Kiss albums. I also write songs for Alice Cooper.
You are an icon in rock and roll, right?
Yes.
Right? And the discoverer of the Runaways, the putter-togetherer of the Runaways, right?
Woo!
The arranger of the Runaways, which, you know... It was the first real girl
under 18
band.
Under 16, right?
One was 15 and a half.
Yeah. As long as they're not on my show. Okay. And this was in the 70s, you know, when, I mean, that didn't happen.
You weren't even born.
Right.
Right. How do you know about this?
So, you've been, you're back.
I mean, a sex worker first.
Really?
I used to fuck burn victims in high school for big money.
Burn victims.
Mm-hmm.
This was...
The shrink was the pimp.
Charity?
I was paid by their orgasm. When you get a burn victim to come like a dog, you are Superman.
Are we talking about nurses again?
Yeah.
I don't know.
That ties in.
Yeah.
Well, I was in high school, so they had a Lord Byron situation because I have a cane, which is a large dildo, too.
Really?
Apparently.
Ah, and you could spank with the other end.
It was inserted for the right lady.
Mm. Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. So you've just been through so much.
Charred meat.
There go those zombies again.
But this wasn't a movie. This was real life. This was in real time. No airbrushing or Photoshop.
Right, right. Those were that was reality,
mm-hmm.
Not this reality.
This is very pleasant.
So far,
mm-hmm.
We just got started. It could get gory.
Hopefully,
Kim is a future a cover. I don't know if we can explain it. Maybe you can tell. It's a chance Kim will be on our cover.
Well, I'm a cancer survivor, and he has the rights to come to the hospital and have sex with my body.
Well, not myself. No, actually. Can we clarify?
We have we have designated girls who are
exactly.
In a band called Black Room Doom who take charge of that, and the songs and the tracks are already written and everything.
All right.
So he's going to cease to exist, and then he wants to be on the cover of the magazine. This is where people start turning the channel. But this is very exciting. I'm very
great.
Excited.
Well, it's sex and death are together.
Well, we have, we have, I mean, there's Tiger. There's Hef on the cover of one of these things.
Robert.
David
Kim's,
Hasselhoff.
Kim's
why
in
not?
The, Kim's
I'm in the cover. I'm
right.
In the same issue.
Right. We don't even have to use a dummy for you.
No, I'm already horrifying enough.
Great.
Thank you.
You know, I'm happy to have you all here. I feel like we're going to continue this discussion,
yes.
But I want to get the art process going now.
Yes.
Because we're
going
almost
to,
halfway through the show.
Let me just mention, because James Spinner, let me just take over your show for a moment, which I do so well.
James Spinner.
James Spinner, FX Art, he is a sculptor, a molder. He is famous for doing, he worked on the Iron Man, you know, molding of the pieces of the costume.
Yes.
Guy is amazing, and he works for us not only with some of the corpses, but he also does molding, and he was...
With live people.
Well, he takes women, and he does a pussy casting.
Right.
And
he did that with me.
He cast your pussy. I mean, not like a casting. It wasn't like you got a job, but he actually put stuff on your vagina.
I thought I got the job.
No, and you got it.
Of course you have the job.
And by the way, you have a lovely labia. I really had no idea.
Thank you.
Your husband was there watching.
Give him another drink.
That's what I'm doing it for. Now, we're going to have James mold... Jocelyn James, on your bed while you continue your show. And then
I think he should do that right here.
Yeah.
Right on the corner here, right over
yes.
here. We're gonna mold Jocelyn James.
And it's gonna be historic.
Vulva.
It's gonna be historic.
Right.
And then she'll be selling they actually make soap out of these vagina molds.
We call them cookie soaps.
Cookie soaps. And we're going to there's gonna be a Dr. Susan Block soap. Is that correct?
Yes, I believe it's going to be soap or a magnet, but I like the idea of soap.
Can't do a magnet. I have the pussy magnet.
I like the idea of people cleaning themselves with my pussy.
Yes. They'll be washing themselves.
Have you ever done a soap, Tara? I mean, that seems like a
we could
a
mold
real
Tara. I didn't
Tara
want to throw
should,
her into
should
the...
Have
actually,
a soap.
I did, when I was first with Playboy, when I did the magazine, they made Tara Patrick candles.
Candles? That's
no, but
even
I guess
better.
It burned down someone's house or something. I don't know, so they discontinued them.
They discontinued them.
No, so they were like, it was the candle scandal.
That's so hot.
Candle scam.
You know.
So
like that goes that.
So James, this is your cue. Let's get your tarp
James,
over here.
Come on up here with the tarp.
No, and we're going to mold.
Get it going on.
Jocelyn James is going to. Your audience is going to be one of the few people that saw what Tiger Woods saw while
right.
we mold her.
Well, if you've seen the 11th hole, you saw what he saw.
Yeah, and by the way,
there's see what he did.
There's a movie called
well,
the 11th hole.
We're going to see it very well for a moment.
We're going to see it very well.
Feel free to squirt, you know.
That'll ruin it. Yeah. Jocelyn's going to get into
it'll be worth it, though.
She's going to go and meditate.
I'm going to go tinkle.
She's going to go tinkle.
Okay, go tinkle. Yeah.
She's going to go tinkle.
You're going to be immobilized for a minute here. You get it ready.
He's going to prepare.
If you talk quietly, I can't hear you. Okay. Yeah, we're going to do it right here. We're going to just put the tarp up here.
The vibrator will not be used.
Can I, Mark? Can I get a microphone towards the bed there?
So. Yeah. So actually, while we're doing that, I just want to welcome here the students of Dr. Patty Britton, my friend and colleague.
Oh.
I'm very excited to have you all here. I'm just so excited to have you here. And they're all learning to be sex coaches. And we are definitely perverting them. And then they're going to go on to pervert others. And it's just such a beautiful thing. And I also want to welcome Swedish TV Channel 5.
Yeah.
And I'm very excited about that. Malin is here. And Malin, actually, you could come up and
just say hi.
You could take Jocelyn's chair because she just vacated it because she's going to come up here and get her.
I wanted to mold her. She wouldn't be molded for some reason.
Well, we'll see.
Okay.
We haven't done the
Agua. The Swedish women are very conservative.
We are?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know, maybe not.
Well, maybe she'll feel a little competitive.
Malin,
because, you know, after all.
Malin, raise your microphone a little bit.
Is this better?
Yeah.
While Jocelyn's not here, we'll just say, you know, she's from the same country as Tiger's ex-wife.
Yes. Let's bring that up.
We're actually from the same city, me and Elin.
The same city.
Yes.
Okay.
Wow. See, this
and there
is a
goes,
whole real-life soap opera we got going on.
There goes Jocelyn right out the back door.
Okay. No. We got a tarp for her. She can't go anywhere. Okay. Actually, we should start talking about that.
Well, you know, while he's doing that, you should mention you're in Girls and Corpses in this issue. Where's the new issue? You're in it.
You can find it.
There's a Emery board in it. It's already hooked up for you. I'm a marketer like you. I'm always prepared.
With the Emery board in case I break a nail.
Yeah, in case you break a nail, opening the magazine.
Okay.
Now,
Tara Patrick, by the way, in here.
There's Tara.
Yeah.
Tara's book, which can all be bought on Amazon.com. Wonderful book. Wonderful book.
Squirtology.
Squirtology 101. And then there's a big picture of you standing there with a tsunami. Well, it's like Niagara. You know, the funny thing is it kind of looked like you were pissing there, but it's not you.
No, and it's not pissing either.
No, it's squirting.
It's Dumais. It's Dumais who's got her legs spread, and she's doing it right in front of me, but it's coming up in my face like a geyser.
Explain the difference, because a lot of people still think it's pissing. I've seen it. It really is squirting. But there are people that... How do you distinguish? Because there are women that fake this, too.
Well, the best way to distinguish is to have...
Taste it.
...the lady in question pee first, and then get all the piss out of her. And then you stimulate, and you do the squirting, and it is different. You know, it looks different. It does taste different if you want to do the taste test. It certainly smells different. And if you do a chemical analysis, it is different. Squirt has about 2% urine in it. So it does have some urine, but it's got a lot of water and prostatic fluid. Female prostatic fluid. Yes.
God, that doesn't sound sexy.
Well, you asked.
No, it's
you
good.
Wanted a chemical composition.
I do. I want the report.
All right. So that's it. Okay, so there we are.
Yes, it was lovely to have you in the issue.
Yes, it's very lovely. So
we're going to get where's Jocelyn? She's getting prepared. She's peeing.
She's getting prepared.
Okay.
I want to know
meantime,
more about Sweden. And
Sweden, yes.
Yeah,
Sweden.
What do you want to know about Sweden?
Well, how's your sex life in Sweden?
Oh, I think sex life in Sweden is great.
Yeah,
I guess.
I mean, because, you know, we go back and forth with it here in America, what we think of Swedish sex life. You know, because, of course, it was introduced to us in the 60s with I Am Curious Yellow,
mm-hmm.
and we thought all Swedes were hot and kinky and wild.
Yeah, that's what
true.
It is, actually.
It's true.
But then, like, recently, our friend and, you know, our hero of WikiLeaks, Julian Assange, mm-hmm. he's been like accused of sex by surprise.
Yeah.
Now, we don't know what happened, but it just makes us think, you know, what's with you Swedes? You don't like surprises?
Or maybe what's with him, maybe.
Well, maybe, maybe, maybe he doesn't know how to spring a surprise. Okay. Well, surprise.
You might want to move.
Saved by the porn star. Yeah, okay. So, yeah, take these off. All right, here we go.
Don't knock over that
dress. And no panties. It's Panty Boy's anniversary tonight.
Aww.
But she's not wearing panties. She's got pants on and...
I wore
she's
panties
got
for
invisible
him.
Panties. Who wore panties?
And
Sasha.
Lovely shoes.
Leopard
yeah, great
panties
shoes.
For
yeah.
Panty
leopard
boy.
Panties.
Great
okay,
pumps.
We're going to see those in a minute, but right now we're
Could
examining
I borrow your pumps for a few minutes?
Vulva. Now, there is some, you know, pubic hair there, which is lovely, but it, I don't know if it's okay. Oh, we're going to Vaseline it.
Yep.
Okay, and now we need to get a microphone here.
Yeah, so that's right. They put it on the bed there. Dr. Susie, right behind you.
Can I mention something here, Susie? You know, because I never take a moment to not take over your show. James,
exactly.
What he does is he molds porn stars, and you can buy bars of your favorite porn stars. What is your site, James? JamesFXArt.com? No.
Okay,
porn,
wait.
You can interview him. I'll shut up.
Porn Stars Art.
Porn Stars Art. And you can buy Jocelyn's soap and things
now,
like that.
Now, by porn stars art, does that mean you have porn stars vulvas, or this is art for porn stars to put on their walls?
It's vulvas as artwork.
Okay, okay. And so these are all different porn stars that have their vulvas
Correct.
Done, and you could have a porn star vulva on your wall or
Correct.
In
or
your
if
tub.
You're a porn star, you could have one made.
James is
go.
The Picasso of pussy.
All right.
Woo!
Or you could have one of my cookie, my butt, and Corpsey's hands.
No. Okay. That's true. Thanks for bringing that up.
Corpsey.
Well, very nice.
But, New Year's Eve.
Happy New Year's to me.
Okay, so now she wants to hold on to her drink, I think. Nice shoes. Okay, and you can rest in the gorilla there.
Yeah.
And definitely you can lay back against the gorilla. Let's see here.
James will explain what he's doing. To most people, it looked like he's just...
There's a microphone in the bed. What is
if you can't understand what he's doing.
Yeah? And you need to keep your cold, right? You need to keep this shirt on? Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Is that because you can't show nipples here, or what?
No.
I never know.
Nipples, but you haven't...
You never know in this country where you can show your nipples.
You can show vagina on TV.
Vagina.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Show the vagina, but no nipples.
But you don't want to show your boobs. Can you explain that to my audience?
I have a funny sunburn, and some people might think it's hot, but I think it's not cute.
There you go.
And since I'm showing my cookie, I don't think I need to show the top part.
Oh, I agree. Let's give her a round of applause for her vagina.
Okay.
I think that's fair enough.
By the movie.
Okay. So, here we go.
James is a professional, by the way. He's getting no pleasure out of this whatsoever. It is just, he's a professional.
I'm trying to move over this corpse here. You're by the way, right near your friend here.
Yes.
He's dead, but this is your man, or was, anyway. How did
like
he look
so
to
2 years ago.
It's so 2 years ago. Right, but, you know, we never forget.
I know, because everybody still sends me stuff about, I guess apparently he just lost the watch deal endorsement.
He did today.
Something.
He did today.
I don't care.
You don't know and care. But, yeah, I mean, people are wondering if it's because he lost you that he lost the... endorsements.
Well, maybe he should choose a different girlfriend than the one he has now.
Who's his girlfriend now?
Oh, I don't know. Who? I see. I don't keep track of him. Who's his girlfriend now?
Somebody. I'm not going to say her name.
Oh. Research department. Okay. Well, yeah. So he's so 2 years ago. Who's right now for you?
Not going to say.
Okay. Well, then let's talk about him.
Corpsey. Excuse me. Something was in my throat.
Yep.
Okay, yep, there it is. That is the hole-in-one that Tiger scored into. This is the one. This is the one that he couldn't have just once. Had to have it over and over again. And can you blame him?
No.
Okay.
No.
All right. And now you can't. Now you see it, now you don't. Okay.
You should.
It's getting ooze. This is the horror part of the show.
That's actually Tiger semen he's putting on here right now. That is how it dries.
Wow. Okay.
Tiger can come like a whale.
Is anybody getting turned on by this in particular? I just want to know, does someone have a fetish?
James is.
Okay, yeah, he's smiling. He must be.
He hates his job. Kids, when you go to school and you're trying to pick a profession, pussy molder, it would be way up there, because there is a job for everybody.
Yeah.
And he does this all day long. I've seen it.
Oh, this is your pants.
Yeah. It's my romper.
Your romper. Yeah, I gotcha. I'm just trying to avoid the corpse, but I don't know. Tiger.
See, is that a Hitachi?
I can't avoid Tiger. Yes, it is. That's a Hitachi.
There are genitals, by the way, that are made
that's
to.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, actually, it's not plugged in. But you know what? It probably isn't a good idea to turn it on while you're doing it.
Yeah, probably not.
You know, but we can do that later as a reward. Yeah.
Can we?
You're just making me laugh.
Oh, okay.
Are we gonna mold Kim Fowley after this? What? Are we gonna mold Kim Fowley?
We could. Kim, would you like to be molded?
No, I'm trying to be grotesque with this young innocent girl at the moment. We'll let you know in a few moments what's going to happen.
But she's over 14, so it's going to be a bad night.
Yeah.
But it's called clit hard on, isn't it?
And she's a dominatrix.
Oh,
but she likes the switch.
Ah.
I didn't tell you that.
But I can see it in your face and the shape of your mouth and how the saliva sticks to your soul.
Wow.
Wow.
That's very poetic, huh?
It is. It is.
Her ass has potential. Mm-hmm. I haven't seen it, but I can smell.
All right. So we're definitely creating art here, pussy art. Yeah.
I think Kim was going to be in Silence of the Lambs originally, but the part was already taken.
Okay, so this is called vulva casting. Right?
James will tell you what this is. This is actually, James, what is that material you're using, really? James?
The material I'm using is dental alginate.
Dental. This is what they make your teeth out of.
Yes.
You know, when they do the dental formations. Right. Makes sense. All right. Well, nice. Well, this is going to take a little while. I had this done to me earlier today without quite as many cameras, but there was a few.
And how do you feel now? Do you feel different about yourself?
I feel renewed, yes.
Do you?
It's like a trip to the spa. You know,
did it
this
pull
is what they do at the spa. They throw all this crap all over you.
Did it pull any hair or anything?
No, I shaved.
Oh, I told you to shave. That's
did.
Right. I gave you the note.
No, I was all...
Yeah, you forgot to tell me that he was going to be here.
Whoops.
You notice this fits in with the theme of the show, because water, liquid, it looks like ocean... I don't know.
It looks like ooze.
Like
which
ooze.
Which is kind of gross, which is the theme of the show.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, by the way.
So now,
yes.
I have to say, it is Panty Boy's anniversary.
Right.
Woo!
Right.
I love Panty Boy.
So I need to see some panties here for Panty Boy.
Yes.
Right. So Sasha loves panties.
Kim's wearing panties.
Mm-hmm.
No.
So, Sasha, can we see your panties?
Of course.
Okay.
I wear special ones today
She's wearing special
panties. A little
panties.
Different than my regular.
Sasha's been molded, too, by the way.
This
bush that's just, like, popping
Look
out of
me.
The sides.
Yes, the bush popping out of the sides is very charming. And this is your little...
my leopard.
Leopard panty.
Leopard
thong.
Leopard thong.
Yes, but you have to give those up for Panty Boy, you know. So you have to take them off.
I know. I just got them today. I'm kind of attached to them.
It's his anniversary.
It's And he's so sweet.
We'll give you plenty of panties. We have all
She's
kinds
like,
of
you're
panties.
Not getting them.
I love these leopard, though. But I think Panty Boy's pretty special, so.
You think Panty Boy's special?
Yeah.
Why do you like him so much?
He always leaves very sweet messages on my Twitter, and it makes me very happy, because a lot of times you get, like, jerks on Twitter, and he always has nice things to say.
He does always have nice things to say, but he's going to complain that you didn't give up
I
your
know.
Panties, you know.
I know.
Maybe Tara will sign, and Jocelyn will sign a pair and donate it tonight.
I'll sign too.
Any other panties we can see? How about Tara? Are you wearing showable panties?
Showable panties.
Showable.
It's a new word.
No pressure.
Cannot show panties. Part of her
you can't.
New career.
It's her new outlook.
Right.
But I did have a question for you.
So we have a question.
Do you have deals with your vagina? I mean, not that your vagina made the deals, but does
someone owns my vagina?
But seriously, because there's toys and things that are made. Did you ever have a molding made?
Oh yeah, yes. That's actually how I met my boyfriend, because he's a molder too. He knows
that's
James. Yeah.
Can we mention him or no? Does he not want to?
Yeah, no, that's actually where I just came from. He's
Chicago,
working on
right?
Superman, so he just did the whole casting for his body. So that's how we met. He molded my pussy.
So he's a prop creator?
Yeah, well, he does molding and sculpting and painting. And
I think James may know. What's his name again for James?
Tony Acosta.
James, you know, Tony Acosta?
Yeah. He molded my pussy. Yeah.
Wow.
It's kind of sensuous.
Yeah, in my mouth.
I've done it before.
Nice.
So no big deal.
Nice. Yeah. Can we buy your vagina somewhere? Can your pussy be bought?
Yeah. Well, the line of novelties is called Fleshlight.
Correct. Yeah, that's huge. Have you ever seen the Fleshlight before? You know what that is?
Sure.
Of course, they're making a... Why am I plugging them?
I don't know.
Should I get some free something?
I don't know.
Why haven't they molded you?
Well, I just got molded.
Yeah, but this isn't really for a sex toy. This is more like we're going to make soap. People can rub. They can rub you all over them. But they can't penetrate it. They can't penetrate it.
Okay. Well, you know, I mean, that's okay. That's cool. So how you doing there?
Good.
Yeah?
No, Robert, you can't have my Fleshlight. You can't have sex with my Fleshlight.
You know, I'm going to tell you something, honestly. You're one of the biggest porn stars ever, and I've never seen one of your movies. And it's kind of good. It's kind of good because I have this special relationship.
You don't look at me that way.
I can't.
Like you
have. I haven't. I know you're a nasty little thing back in the past. This is back a few years, but I haven't seen any of your movies. But you're obviously were tremendously successful.
So are you less... sexual now? Or are you more sexual than ever, but you just don't do it as much?
No. I just don't do it on film. Well, I do. I just don't distribute it worldwide.
Ah, you film your boyfriend films you still? Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Private
so,
collection.
Do you think
no,
of yourself
not.
As an exhibitionist or another kind of sexualist?
No, I love, you know, being an exhibitionist. I got into porn because it's funny, I'd never even seen a porn before I got into porn, but I always used to have fantasies about being in porn, and I did magazines for a while before I did movies, and I remember getting approached to do my first scene, and there was an agent named Jim South when I started in 1999, and he said, Tara, you know, you can start real easy, like doing girl. And I said, give me a guy. I don't like girls. I just want to fuck. And he was like, I'm booking you all week. Like, you know, because the girls only wanted to do girl. They did not want to do boy-girl. And I only wanted to do boy-girl. I didn't even do girl till like 4 years after I had already done like 70 movies. So.
And what really turns you on now? These days,
just you know,
what's the latest sexual horizon for Tara Patrick?
Necrophilia.
Maybe because doing the horror movies turns you on.
Dr. Susie, we've got lines going on and off here, but there is a caller who wants to ask Tara a question.
Okay, but I want to know what turns her on right now.
I think that's his question.
Okay.
No, that's
at this moment.
Yeah. Hello.
No, I want to know. I want to know.
I thought I was answering the caller. Yeah, I'm sorry. Well, you know, now that I'm, now that I have one partner and I've just been with him for a while, I find myself so much more uninhibited with him because there's trust there. So I've been able to do, like, everything with him. You know,
been able to do with him that you couldn't do before?
Well, anal was a big thing with me. I'd only actually had anal sex on camera with my then ex-husband and with one other partner before. But I'd always, like when I'd masturbate, you know, I'd like to finger my ass or I'd like toys there. I've made myself squirt. I really wouldn't trust. The trust wasn't there with other partners or my on-screen partners to do that. So now I've got a lucky guy that likes to play a lot and experiment. So it's nice. It's nice when you're with someone and you can just give them, like, your complete body and just let them do whatever to you. So it's nice.
So that's the new frontier, intimacy.
I think so, because I think it's
okay,
rocking.
Let's take a call.
You want to take the caller?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hi, Tara. This is Robert in Kansas City. How you doing?
Robert in Kansas City.
How are you doing?
Tara Patrick is my favorite superstar.
Aww, yeah.
Robert.
My question is, Tara Patrick, when you
did you first?
Put the headsets on. You have to wear a headset.
Oh, is it this one? Or?
Hold on. It's my father. Hold on.
No. There's nothing here.
No, you got to turn it on.
Oh. You have to turn
there's
it on.
A switch on there. Somebody help her with that, please. Yeah.
There we go.
Okay. My Wait, question
can
was,
you hear now?
Oh, I can hear you now.
My question is, when you did your first anal in your movie, was you uncomfortable?
Hell yeah, of course. Of course. That's part of the pleasure is the pain. That's for me anyway. Well, that's why I liked anal sex, because when I can only speak for myself, but anal sex is about submission. It's about trusting. For me, it's about trusting someone enough to violate you that way. And absolutely, it's painful, but then comes the pleasure. I mean, I like pain. I like pain a lot. So,
amen.
So, Robert, was it
painful? And hey, women.
Was it painful for you, Robert, when you had your first anal?
He's like, no.
You've never had anal in
Kansas City? Oh, Robert.
In Kansas City?
On.
What, are you joking?
No. I'm not joking. Ah. I know.
I'll
tell you this, though. I do masturbate when I watch a movie, though.
Is that
mine?
Right?
I do.
You better be. What, you wouldn't not, what would you be doing if you weren't masturbating to my movies?
Thinking about you. Wish I had you.
Aww. How does that
wish
make
I
you feel?
Well, I'm there with you. Dick. I'm there with you.
Sounds like George Bush or something, doesn't it?
I know.
It's from nearby, you know.
Is it Texas? Oh.
Not Texas, but Kansas.
Oh.
Kansas City, here he comes.
No, we are there together. I'm just a little further away. I'm just kind
Did
of
you ever wonder about all the sperm you've pumped out in America? Just the
you
amount.
You know what? I never thought about it that way, but I remember my first trade show I ever did, this couple came and they wanted me to sign their baby. And I...
Was it alive?
Wow. Of course. Yes, yes, yes. Okay. And they said, we had our baby. You know, we had our baby. We watched
Watching
the movie.
You.
We, yeah,
right.
And we had...
So
we, this is our... And I took a photo with the baby and signed the baby.
You have to talk into the microphone.
So you did sign the baby?
I did sign the baby, yeah. I thought, you know, they that was their wish and...
So wait, how did that relate to the question? So
was
they,
it with
he
a,
was
with
having
a magic marker?
Well, some sperm pumped out and
into
created
her.
This.
Oh,
yeah,
I got it.
Created,
I got
so
it.
That was when right. I first really realized, oh wow, people are watching my porn.
She was part of the conception,
right? So
I like
it really made yes. me realize, wow, there's a huge when you do it when
we are all children of sex, and some of us yeah. are children of Tara.
Yeah, no, but when you do
I
a signing,
you,
I love you. No, but when you do a signing, when you're signing for hours and there's droves of fans, you're realizing, wow, all these people have seen me suck. Like, they've seen me naked. Like, you're realizing that, and you're going, wow, how many are there? Like, there's
right.
a lot of
hubba
people.
Hubba.
So.
Yeah, well, Robert's one of them.
Okay, Robert.
Thank you, Robert.
No
now you've
problem.
Got the answer
but
to your question.
Tell her to come back into L.A. because I would like to talk to her again.
I will make sure I get to L.A. sometime.
Yeah, we'll send our security team to your house.
we know where you live, Robert. You know?
Have yeah, that's funny with your story, Tara. I had, when I was feature dancing in Wisconsin, I had
Thank
a fan
you.
Come
Good
up
night.
To me. He's like, yeah, we were watching one of your movies, and we named our daughter Jocelyn. I'm like, I'm sorry, what? I'm like, on the stage, he's like saying this stuff to me. I'm like, I'm sorry. I can't
focus
right
now. You can't hear anything, yeah.
I'm like, what? You named your daughter Jocelyn? You were watching one of my movies, and she was conceived. I'm like, I'm sorry. I can't talk to you right now.
It's
but
classic.
It's like he told me the story, and it was
it's
really
back
sweet
to nursing or midwifing, some sort of
there.
Midwifing.
It was a really sweet story.
Okay, but
actually.
It's now time for Agua Shots.
I have a
Yay.
Question.
Agua Shots.
Tara,
yes.
Tara, I have a question from a porn star fan.
Oh, Panty Boy. That's Panty Boy.
Yeah, Panty Boy. He wants to know, what is your favorite Mexican food and favorite type of panties?
My favorite, okay, well, my favorite Mexican food, why? I have him every night.
Oh, here we go.
I live with a Mexican, so sausage maybe, chorizo. But panties, you know, honestly, I don't wear panties.
We need a
most
warm cloth, a warm wet cloth. Warm wet towel. Who's going to okay, get okay. me a warm wet towel? There's so many people standing around.
Did you
here.
Say tongue or towel?
Well, it's kind
she's
of.
She's already cleaning herself up. She's like, forget it.
Hey, can I ask Jocelyn a question?
Stand this.
Jocelyn?
Yeah.
Did Tiger talk dirty in bed, and what did he say? Did it relate to golf? What did he say?
It never related to golf.
You're going to have to stop running my show for a moment.
I know. I can't help it.
You're
I can't shut
to
up.
Stop. You have to because we're going to do all
oh, shots.
Stuff.
Okay, I'm done.
Right, okay.
Is it cocaine?
So, Sasha has done it before. Okay, she knows how it's done.
Oh, yes, the ritual of the
so
agua.
So, the ritual of the agua is that you take the salt, which is in the little vials. Although it looks like cocaine, it is simple lime salt. Do not snort it or, you know, you'll have a face like Kim's. It'll explode right in your eyes. So what you have to do is just put it on a body part and lick it off of that body part. And then you take your shot. Mm-hmm. And it is agua coca leaf liqueur. Here we go. The delicious, we're doing it on the hand here. We're very conservative. Is it a conservative night, I guess?
A little bit, yeah.
You don't do it off of your own hand. Yeah. No, no way. You're not. That's not going to work. You do it off of somebody else's hand, at least, or boob, or.
Well, you can do it on my boob because I'm not going to do the shot. How's that?
Yeah. Do it on Tara's boob. I love
it. You can do it on my boob because
okay,
I can't
go.
Do the shot. So
okay.
Hold on. We have to take the boob out.
Drum roll, please.
It's a big boob.
Yeah.
It's a big boob,
Tara
so
Patrick
it needs to
drum. Drum roll, please.
Okay. Yay.
They're spongy.
Bow, bow, wow. Bow, bow, wow, bow, bow, wow, bow, bow.
Nice.
Oh,
whoa.
Wait,
take the whole thing off.
I know. This is like really
ridiculous. Agua shots, see? This is why I took over my own show.
Yeah, you're doing good.
Hi, yay, yay.
Oh, yeah.
Round of applause.
Yeah. Yeah, let's hear some applause for the beautiful mammary.
My agua's right here in the shot.
It's a mamaria.
She's prepping.
There's a bra. Two girls that want some, so you might have to have two different.
Yeah, I was going
to.
Okay.
Okay, here we go. Two. Yeah, Katie wants the other side. Okay. Yeah.
I thought she was assisting her.
Well, no, I think she wants her own.
I was going
yeah.
to go with her.
Okay, yeah, there. I think this is the way it's going, right here. There we go. Beautiful.
It's like meet the press here now.
Yeah, there we go. This is it.
Am I positioned?
You're in a perfect position, actually. Just right back there. Is she in a perfect position? Good position? Or should
I'm
we do this on
the girls
bed?
For
how about
licking.
Doing? Should we do it on the bed?
Yeah.
No.
Do it on the bed.
Yeah. Let's do it on the bed. Come on up here. Let's move this. Do it on the bed.
Mar says it's good right here.
Oh.
Okay.
But everyone
that's good right here.
And I'm comfortable.
She's fine. Let's do it.
Wait,
let's do it.
Talent.
Let's do it.
Okay, ready?
Okay, but you girls pull your tops down.
Okay, I have
to
like,
okay, I mean, come on. Lots of tops down. Yeah.
Okay. Kim said take a speed.
Thank you. Okay.
I was freezing. Now I'm like really warm all the time.
Yeah. It's hot in here. It's getting hot. Okay. Everyone's got some great tips here. Yeah. Okay, and now they're licking the skin to put the salt on the skin so that it sticks. Okay. And they are definitely relishing this moment of Tara Patrick.
She's getting the
physical mammarial intimacy.
She's like OCD with the salt.
Yes.
Salt OCD.
Beautiful.
Cheers.
Agua's up.
Skull, right. As they say in.
School.
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 School. School.
Lovely. Well, that was very lovely. Thank you, Tara Patrick and Sasha Sweet and Katie Kins. Yeah, that was fun. All right. So you all got your shots. You don't want a shot.
You don't have a shot.
She doesn't drink anymore.
Are you like AA?
No. Not in that cult.
No. You're in your own cult.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Do you want a shot after all that?
Yeah.
Okay. So whose boobs do you want to lick them off? Lick it off of, or butt, or whatever, or vulva, I guess.
She's gonna lick it off my ass.
Sasha.
Sasha, can we get Sasha back? Sasha, you're gonna owe me, girl. You're gonna owe me for this.
Okay. Here we go. This is.
What am I doing?
Notice how there's a black penis in front? What's the coincidence of that?
Actually, well,
what are the odds of that?
They also have death here.
It's a woman.
In penis form.
It's a nun.
And that is a nun.
Yes.
And we have. These are made by divine interventions. These
beautiful.
Are special dildos.
I like that. Death. Oh,
yes,
yeah.
This is death.
Okay, what am I
fuck
doing?
Fuck yourself with death.
Right, okay. So, yeah, we
whatever.
Want your boobs.
Am I, this is what I'm drinking?
You could snort it right off her pubic hair.
I'm not doing
okay.
such things.
What a terrible thing to say. How dare
I? Okay, yeah, lick that right up, get it nice and wet, and now on the double there. Mm.
Okay, so I'm licking and then drinking?
Yeah, you lick, yeah, and that's a lot of salt. You're going to have to drink a lot, too. She's going to take her time with that.
She's going to be thirsty.
Yes, yeah, she's really licking it up. Lime salt, yeah?
This is the longest drink ever served. Mm.
That's, she hasn't even started the drink. Yeah, okay, here we go. Now we got the drink. Down the hatch. Mmm. This is what we do in the ocean with the mermaids.
We're bringing that theme back. Is it working? What do you think?
I don't know.
The liquid of the alcohol, the saliva is wet.
Mm, you're sour.
Wow.
She did what? Oh, wow. So, Tara, we have a request from a visiting foreign dignitary. Yeah, you have to put your headset. Well, I don't know if you have to put your headsets on, actually.
Oh, is it on the phone?
No, it's not on the phone, actually. So it's okay. But a visiting foreign dignitary, that being Malin? Where's Malin?
Malin.
Did you do that already?
She would like to take her salt off of your bountiful mammaries.
It's already wet.
She doesn't do things like you know.
She doesn't do
special.
This.
She's a very distinguished.
Now, Malin, is this surprise sex? This is not surprise sex.
It's a surprise to Tara. She didn't know about this.
She didn't know about this.
But she might like it. You know, sometimes surprise sex works okay.
Yeah. All right, let's do that.
Okay.
What do you guys want me to do?
What do we want you to do? I heard it was you.
Okay. So you're doing it on my
hand.
Strap on.
Here we go.
Hey, whoa!
Here we go. Yeah. All right.
Yeah, I'm depressed.
This is a very important translation we're doing here for the folks at home. Do try this at home, by the way. There's no harm to this. It's not like choking or any of that other stuff.
It's
really easy. And yeah, you have to have a drink. Yeah.
If you don't mind, it's corpses.
We're all friends here. Okay. So. This is agua coca leaf liqueur, and this is the process, is you get a hold
that
of Tara Patrick's boobs.
It's serious.
It's serious, huh? Yeah.
Yeah.
It sounds like a commercial.
Do you see
like,
them taking the time?
I do. You're
take your time, honey.
We,
take
we
your
noticed
time.
That, Malin. We noticed that.
Yeah.
You are a lucky Swede.
Yeah, not all Swedes are that lucky, huh?
Right? No pun intended, or no putt intended.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good putt.
I got jokes.
That's good. See, you got to be grateful.
See, it's the green stuff. It has me all, like, funny-like.
Right. Salt, wow, it's good stuff, that green stuff.
Now you drink that.
Are you guys ready?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Woo! Yeah, let's go, Malin. Go, drink it.
Okay, I need you guys to say skål.
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 Sometimes surprise sex works in Sweden.
Yeah.
That's great.
We're not letting she's not going back to Sweden. We're
going
to keep her here.
We're going to have to extradite you to get you back to Sweden.
You're not going back to Sweden.
Yeah, we're
going to
keep you.
Here.
They're going to have to extradite you.
I must say, Tara Patrick has the nicest boobs I've ever seen up close.
That's
like,
something.
Honestly.
And you've seen a few.
I've seen lots of, Sasha's boobs, hers are like epic.
Epic.
Like, I want boobs like that.
They have their own zip code.
Yeah.
They have their own, like, everything.
No, I said to my girlfriend the other day, I said, I was walking by a mirror, and she goes, and your boobs entered a full minute before you. And I told her, it's crazy. Like, Taylor Wayne, porn star Taylor
Wayne.
Yeah,
I love Taylor.
We used to always have, she goes, oh, y'all tits are way bigger than mine. I'm like, yours are bigger. She's
hers
like,
are so bigger.
Like, but they are, I think because she's tinier.
Size? What is
she
the is? Size?
I'm a 34 double D, and she's the same size, but I think because
34.
She's...
So I'm a 36.
Very small. How,
like, my boobs look miniature compared to yours, I think,
but
in my head.
But I'm a double D cup. I'm just really small. I'm narrow around.
I got bigger as I got 30.
But she, I think, because she's 5'1 and I'm 5'9, I don't know, maybe it just looks bigger on
fabulous.
Her.
But,
yeah.
But her boobs are really, like, they look
optical
big.
Optical illusion of boobery. You know, I don't know.
I love that.
They look like
boob trickery or
47
whatever it is.
47 triple F.
Mine do?
Yeah, that's how it looked to me. But I haven't even had any agua.
Well, no, but no, but when I went shopping at, I think it's Agent Provocateur, I was a double G.
Yeah,
in their bra.
Too.
So
yeah.
I think it's like each cup size is, you know.
Yeah, that's why
on.
I say in Victoria's Secret, I'm a 36 double D.
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah.
Let's talk about boobs.
They're beautiful.
I love boobs.
I love and hate you at the same time.
Oh,
but I'm more love.
Have you guys ever done a scene together?
No.
No. Well, you could, you know, network.
Hey, Susie.
Network.
Maybe
but
Mama
you know,
wants
you know what's
to come
fabulous?
Out.
Every club I've ever featured
here,
at, you're on
questions.
The wall.
Malin, would you like
Malin?
Malin?
I was there before. Malin, come here.
I love it. There's like, there's seven pictures of you. I'm like, I love that bitch.
Malin.
Love her.
Malin, darling.
Where is she?
Malin, darling.
Malin, darling.
She's getting over her, you know, agua shot.
Well, where is she?
She's probably just...
There she is. Give her a microphone.
Yeah, I want to give her a
maybe
microphone.
Have some questions.
Yeah, but I was naturally...
Yeah, you, since Corpsey's taken over my show, maybe you should, too.
So I just got...
I know.
Yeah, you should have your own show.
You're wild, girl.
I'm wild. I'm Swedish.
You're Skål.
Skål, yes.
Yeah.
Except I want to see this couple do agua shots.
Yeah, me too.
Right?
Is that Eric and Brittany, right?
We can do that while you guys are
Brianna,
talking.
Right.
Okay, you want to do some agua shots? Here.
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, let's do it. Okay, you go for it. And we need some shot glasses. Here's somebody gets a shot here.
And Eric is in the band, right?
Eric is
yes.
in the band.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're
you
heading
can actually
towards
tell
the band that we're going to...
Sinister Mass.
Kim, what's the band?
Sinister Mass. Dark
okay,
and dangerous.
They're having an intimate discussion there yeah. about whether they can take
and she's like,
down.
Should I show my boobs or
yes,
not?
Yes, yes, yes,
yes.
yes.
Make it hot.
Yes, yes. Show the boobs. Everybody's showing the boobs. You know?
This would be like the worst coat ever.
What kind of rock band is that?
Aww.
I know, you're like...
Okay, we're having some boob action right over here.
We're doing some, yeah.
Yes, Sasha is showing her boobs.
Yeah.
Yes. Hello.
And
thank
Katie
you, darling.
Is getting hers on here. Katie's having her second agua shot here.
Yummy.
Now, Katie's here with her fiance.
Here we go. We're going to do a little skull moment here.
Oh, here.
Oh, over there.
No, okay.
Right
cheers.
There.
Okay. Skål.
Skål. All
right.
Skål, right?
Skål.
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 Well, that was very conservative. So, now, you can do it off of his dick. Okay? He has to make up for it now. Dr. Susan has via the all right. So, Katie, where's your fiancé? He should be doing it off of you. A little agua shot.
I usually encourage him to take it off of other girls because he gets my tits all the time.
Ah, okay. Well, he's getting a girl's phone number right now.
It's good job, Mona. Good job.
Yep. He's fishing for you there. Yeah.
So, Malin, do you have any questions for us Americans?
Yeah. What questions?
Oh God! Yeah, I have a lot of questions.
Okay.
Actually,
ask a couple of questions.
Do you have questions for me?
Yeah. What's your telephone
what do you think
number?
Of this show?
My phone number. Oh God. No, sorry, I cannot say that.
I understand.
Or should
so
I?
What kind of experience have you had today at the Institute in the speakeasy?
If I should be honest, I had no idea what kind of show this would be, and I think it's great fun. I mean, it's really a lot of fun.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Would they like it in Sweden?
Probably, yeah. It's a lot of sex, and we love sex in Sweden.
Yeah.
So
and a
I guess
few
so.
Skeletons as well.
And I have a question for you, Corpsey.
Yes, I'm right
what
here.
These corpses, what are they made of?
Human flesh.
Of course. Sorry. Stupid question.
Bone.
Yeah.
Bone. A lot of bone.
I have a question
no,
for you.
No, they're like plastic, like the rest of the toxins in this world.
I have a question for the Swede.
Okay.
Question for the Swede.
What do Swedish men do different in bed than American men?
Actually, I only had one American man.
Let's not talk about that.
I don't know.
I'm embarrassed to. I don't want to go there.
How about Australian men?
How about have you ever been with a Swedish woman? Oh, that's yes. Thank you. Thanks for playing. Thanks for playing. That's great. Thank you. Thank you for that look. When the eyes roll up, you're done. You're done.
If there's a pause, it's a yes.
What do you like about vagina?
Sorry, what do I like with
what do you like about vagina?
What do I like? With a vagina?
No, what do you like about a vagina?
About a,
you've seen a couple of them tonight, and then there's your own.
Believe me, I've seen a lot.
You've seen a lot
of
vaginas.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of vaginas. That's
very
kind
good.
Of my job. Actually, I think they're beautiful.
I thought that was my job.
It's kind of my job as well. I think they're beautiful, and they are... Yeah, I think they're cool.
Cool,
and I love that you actually said, like, your cookie.
Yes, I call it
like you
want to
hang out. Actually, like, they're cool, like you want to hang out and get a drink with it, or what do you mean? How to cool how?
A drink with my vagina?
Yeah. But cool how? Cool because you like, do you look at it? Do you use a mirror? I'm taking over a show again. I'm going to shut up.
I gotta ask this question. We're getting, you know, my guest, Jocelyn James, has been wonderful. And
I love sweets.
Such a great. You
know, I love everyone.
Getting her pussy done. But, I mean, when Tiger was exposed for...
let me set the record straight. Yeah. I didn't tell on me.
Right.
Somebody told on me.
Right.
And there were lots of lies. And my ho-ass sister that fucked my husband, that gave me chlamydia when I was pregnant with our second child. Okay, just let y'all know that was the only sexually transmitted disease I ever had was from my husband who got it from my sister. Yeah.
Right. So now,
yeah.
When this all happened, of course, there's the...
Let me understand.
There
this.
Was the wife of Tiger Woods, Aline, who's a Swede, okay? Yeah.
The only sexually transmitted disease was the kid?
No, it was the chlamydia that my ex-husband got from my sister who gave it to me.
Your ex-husband had sex with your sister?
Yes, when we were married.
Where did your sister get it from?
She's trying to
let me tell you all the story, okay? She was in the military. Well, she came out to, you know, to Washington State, Seattle, whatever. And she had partaked in some extracurricular activities with what she could remember as 37 people. I'm like, she was there for less than 30 days. Like, really, how could you do that? And you partake
okay,
in
so
extracurricular...
Back yes. to Tiger Woods.
Morning, noon,
okay,
and night.
Back to Tiger Woods.
But yeah, I was pregnant and she... Yeah, and,
right.
Yeah.
And so you are from Sweden.
Yes, I'm from Sweden.
And did you identify
do you
with
hate me?
Aline?
Actually,
at the time?
Yes, I did, actually.
You did?
But, I mean, he had so many women, right? It wasn't only
no,
you,
not
I
just
guess.
Her.
No,
not a harem of women.
Yeah, but what did you think? I mean, you knew he had a wife,
she
right?
Turns
oh,
around,
I knew he had a wife. Like I said, I don't think he remembered he had a wife. And I tried to get away from him, but he kept on showing up at my job, showing up at my house, finding out my phone number. Because
Stalker,
yeah.
Okay.
Kind of
I didn't say it, but you did.
I wouldn't say stalker. Maybe he was just like, this is the best vagina I've had.
Or asshole.
Or shot tonight.
He couldn't get enough.
Well, you know, he was
You know,
busy.
A champion goes for what he wants, and that was obviously what he wanted.
He wanted that hole-in-one.
He wanted the cookie, right?
Mm. Right. Yeah. Right.
It's a pretty cookie. You
he
can't
won a lot
anyone.
Of trophies nice. When he was with me.
So, actually, have you talked to Aline after?
Actually, she showed
we
up.
We have her here. Aline?
Aline. Say it right, Aline.
Aline, I'm sorry.
But she actually showed up when I was feature dancing at the Pink Pony in Atlanta. And I didn't find out. Like, she came in right when I was getting on the stage.
And what did she do?
I don't know. Like, I didn't find out about
birth.
It until about like a month later that she had showed up and wanted to talk to me.
Was this
like she had gone to two,
to
she had con- she had gone to two other, two or three other strip clubs before she found that I was at the Pink Pony.
But you never talked to her.
No,
Susan.
So do you
want to
say something
bottle,
to her now?
The agua
no,
bottle.
I've said. You know, I've always kept my Thank line you. Of communication open if there was ever anything that she wanted to know because you know, she
and
should know everything.
And what would you like to say to her now? Because this is going to play in Sweden, and she might be watching.
Well, I believe that she is happily divorced, like I am.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I concur.
Sister to sister.
I will be celebrating my 5-year anniversary of my divorce on November 26th. Yay!
Good for you.
And now, I mean, there's not much she can complain about in the divorce. I mean, the woman.
She made some bucks.
Well,
I
wouldn't even like, say that. Like, honestly,
it's
like.
It's sad. It's a sad thing to have to go through. But, I mean, what. You know, what did she lose out of it?
She was actually completely disrespected and lied to, and I feel really sorry
right.
for her.
Yeah.
And if I was strong, yeah. enough at the time, I would have never done what I did.
Like
well,
I said,
you should
the
be
only
glad
thing
that
she
didn't
lost.
Confront you when she was holding that 9-iron. That's all. I
well,
no, I really wish that she would have, you know, whatever. But
it wouldn't have made a difference because
well,
there were so many
what?
Other women.
She gained wealth and she lost a lying, betraying husband.
But
mean,
honestly, like if
be
you've never been married
that.
And you don't have children, you don't really understand that money can't buy Money right. can't fix
Absolutely
it. Money
not.
Can't fix it.
No.
Money can't
no,
fit the disrespect, the public
Absolutely.
Humiliation.
This has become an episode of Maury all of a sudden,
not.
Isn't it?
Like, like honestly, I wish that none of that... I wish that none of that would have happened, but for me and him to stop, officially stop, that's what had to happen. But I'm extremely apologetic to her, and I wish that, and for her and Sam and Charlie, that it never happened.
Did you know about all the other women?
No, because he told me I was the only one besides his wife.
How about the men?
How about
there's
the
a corpus? Rumor. There's a rumor that he likes a good six iron.
Hey, you know, when you like a lot of
See?
Sex,
she's not
I have no comment.
Okay, no comment. That's very interesting.
No comment. That's a good one, though.
You know, when you like variety. And, I mean, I'm one that never has thought that he was a sex addict. I think he's just a guy that likes to have a lot of sex and doesn't know how to stop.
His motto was just fuck it, actually. A lot of people don't
that's
know that.
What I... That's what I sign on the golf balls when people bring me golf balls. They're like, just fuck it. Tiger did.
Yeah. Too bad he just couldn't be an ethical hedonist, you know, and try to be honest about it.
Now
who knows?
He's free.
She might have been liberal enough to agree with
if
it.
If he had just, you know, there's lots of polyamorous relationships. If he had maybe opened up and said, hey, you know what, this is something that... I'm interested in.
She'd still hit him with a golf club.
But see, the thing is, like, some husbands and wives, they don't feel that they can come to their wife and say, like, this is what I want to do to you because they feel that it'll be disrespecting the mother of their children. I don't really get it because I'm kind of a girl that's like, I want my man to be satisfied and I'll do whatever my man wants me to so that he stays home. I'm going to take all the cum out of him so he can't go anywhere else.
I heard about that in that sex thing. Yep. Yep.
And
you're
going to
suck his cock after he comes, or he's going to choke you, or something like that.
That's beautiful.
I was in one of those sexy
That's beautiful.
Things, right. So after we're going to close up pretty soon of the talking part of the show, and we're going to have a band. And Kim is going to introduce this band.
Yes, I am.
Let us know a little bit about this band.
The girl who discovered the band is Brianna in the blonde hair.
Brianna, yes.
In the blonde hair.
Yeah. In the blonde hair. And I produce her records, and I met her at the gay parade with a lesbian camera crew.
Wow.
And I was in mummy makeup that day, and she called me, and she sang over the phone, and she became a radio actress on Sirius XM 21, Saturday and Sundays. Which we're on.
You have an eye and an ear.
Yes. And then she told me about Dangerous Cock from Florida.
Mm.
And then there was the Hollywood Sexual Underground opened up, and all of a sudden these guys leaped out of a vulva called a furniture built of blood and pus. It was right on a dance floor. It was kind of interesting. And they slid out and said, we are product, male cock ready to come on the face of the world, and guys will buy us beer. So I said, where are you from? We're from Alligator Alley in Florida. What do you stand for? Pain and suffering, joy and happiness, sin, salvation, and the perfection of dream and illusion. I said, fine. Do you have any good songs? And they did. We put them in the studio. They sound good. Of course, they're on Facebook as Name the Group. Yell it out.
Sinister Mass!
A little louder. A little louder.
Sinister Mass!
When you're 50 years old, will you be bald and stupid, or will you still be God?
You're damn right we'll still be God.
They might be corpses then or something.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what I'm worried about. You know, the whole, at age 27.
No, they're good guys. They have brains, and they inflict entertainment on
don't
people.
Don't do an Amy Winehouse on us, please.
Oh, no.
Please.
Oh, my God.
Well, you know, a lot of brilliant people do, you know. So
Can I mention one thing? Because one more thing. Very important. All these wonderful people are going to be at Meltdown Comics. We're having a huge
Friday
event.
Friday night.
Friday, August 12th, Jocelyn James and Tara Patrick and Kim Fowley. Also, we have William Lustig. William Lustig, who did Maniac, the movie. And we have all these Sex and Metal and Urban Death and hearses, and it's going to be crazy.
Hearses.
And Dr. Susan Block is going to be there.
I'm going to be there.
You can meet her in person.
And I am arriving in a amazing motor coach.
Obama's,
that used to be Obama's campaign bus.
Yes.
And it's now an amazing motor coach that we are riding in. And I think the guy that owns
which is sitting down,
here,
Dwayne is here.
Dwayne is here.
Somewhere
we're
going to
go
audience.
Look at it later
it's
in
downstairs.
The after party. But it's just so elegant and amazing. You could die in it and be happy.
It's to die for. So you're all going to be there, and it's from 7 to 10, and it's, I think, 7552 Sunset Boulevard, Friday, August 12th, Meltdown Comics. Be there and meet all these people.
It's
Susan
free.
Block will squirt on your magazine for you.
It's free.
And where is it? Where is it? Exactly.
Thanks for asking. 7522. Meltdown Comics.
By Gardner.
On
Hollywood.
On Sunset Boulevard.
By Gardner and Sunset.
7522 Sunset. Just be there. It's no cover. There's fun. It'll be crazy. And yeah. Tara Patrick and Jocelyn James.
Wow.
Incredible night.
And we'll Kim Fowley.
And Kim Fowley.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, Kim!
All right.
Thank you.
Okay, so before we end this portion of the evening, we want to hear from everybody. We basically have heard
enough.
A lot.
You've heard enough. Girlsandcorpses.com. I'm done.
Yep, okay. Girlsandcorpses.com, and that's spelling out the and. You've got to get on Twitter, though.
I know, fuck
and,
it.
And now we want to hear where we can find you on the internet.
Well, I don't have a membership site, but you can find all the naughty texts at sextingjocelynjames.com,
right.
Which I'm getting ready to change. But you can find me on Twitter, which I can be like as naughty as I can be without showing my parts, at Jocelyn_James, Jocelyn_James. Harder.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you can find me on Facebook, even though there are a lot of us. Stop it. There's a lot of fake ones, but I'm the one on the laptop with my afro, white girl afro.
Nice.
Like I'm being naughty.
All right.
The nice girl naughty.
White girl wasted.
Okay. So, and thank you for sharing your lovely Volvo with us and getting your
My cookie.
Done,
thank
right?
you for that.
I had mine done. Where is that? The James has my little...
If I would have known, I would have shaved. I would have been appropriate.
He ran away with your cookie.
He ran away with my cookie.
Do you have a vagina? Can you bring Dr. Block her vagina?
Bring me my vagina, please.
On a silver platter with a apple in
with
it.
With a twist.
Put an apple in its mouth. Here it comes. Ladies and gentlemen, the vagina... Forever immortalized by James Spinner.
Okay. Go James!
Show that up.
With my fingers on it.
Wow, that's beautiful. That's nice.
Lovely.
Very right. small Love and lovely.
Could you pass that over to me a second, Susan?
Pass that around.
Yeah, you can use
it's
this
like
tonight.
Passover. We're all each going to pass it around.
All right. So thank you very much. So, Tara Patrick.
Meow.
Thank you so much for joining us. And we find you at terapatrick.com, I guess.
Of course, yes.
That's where we find your porn. Now, where do we find your horror?
Well, I'll be releasing the movie probably around December in North America. So we're excited. Really? But I'm going to bring you a copy of my memoir,
and
Sinner
book.
Takes All,
okay,
and
I
some
want to see that.
Tara clothing and shirts and lingerie. And
awesome.
Can we see it in Europe?
Oh, wow,
in Sweden?
You have your own
the movie
yes. line, too.
Yes,
wow.
you can. Mm.
That's great. So. And, well, Katie, how did you slide in there?
Sasha Sweet.
She's masturbating.
Had a little emergency. She had to run off.
Oh.
But I believe her Twitter is Sasha Sweet triple X, like three X's behind it.
Uh-huh.
She got hot.
I believe that's her
yes,
Twitter.
Yes, that's her.
Okay, Sasha Sweet
triple
with three
X.
X's,
okay.
triple X.
And Kim Fowley.
You can see me in a movie with Johnny Depp and Keanu Reeves at Sundance. It's called Sunset Strip. It's a documentary about Hollywood. Paris Hilton, Sharon Stone, Mickey Rourke, and me.
Drop those names,
right,
baby.
Biggies. And
yeah.
that'll be January at Sundance, and you can hear me on the radio Saturday 9 to 1 on Sirius XM 21, 12 to 3 on Sunday going into Monday, and I'm Kim, K-I-M-F-O-W-L-A-Y, on Facebook.
Yo-ho!
Yay!
Thank you for being here.
All right, where can we find...
Where can we find Canal 5 and Malin?
Oh, Canal 5. Yeah, you will find it on Canal Femme, or 5, .se. And the documentary is called Fråga Olle. Oh, this sounds so weird, you guys.
This sounds so naughty.
Fråga Olle.
Woo! Hold on, the bonobo sign with me.
Fråga Olle. And you're the on-air personality, right?
Yes.
Yeah, you're very cute. You're luscious. Do you get dirty notes from your viewers?
They ask you to take your top off?
In the show?
Yeah.
Oh, no, they're more like, okay, put on your clothes. Yeah. Yeah, no, it's for, yeah, for sure.
Well, we're here, we're like, take off your clothes.
Sorry, oh, yeah. Sorry, but my sunburn is, it's not cute.
Stop
sorry.
It.
It's not cute.
Stop it. That's my story. It's true, though.
Drop trowel, then. It's time.
Yeah, that's right. She dropped
Let's
trowel.
See it.
I dropped trowel.
Let's see the so cookie.
You got one.
How do you say pussy in Swedish?
It depends. I would say fifty.
Fifty.
But I think the word you're looking for is fita.
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 Great.
It's not a nice word, though.
Show your fita.
Exactly. That's, you can say, oh, you're very... Well.
Thank you. Fita. Well, I say, show your fita.
That sounds like your feet. Fita.
Fita. It fita. Sounds like pita. It's like the
but
organism.
But you can also say muff.
In Italian, it's figa.
Muff.
Figa.
Oh.
Yeah, muff.
Like a muff.
Muff. Yeah,
muff. Muff.
Ooh.
All right.
And how do you say, wait, how do you say anal sex?
Anal sex.
Anal sex.
Anal sex.
Swedish.
Eller, anal sex.
The Swedish and English dirty talk lessons will continue after the program.
I feel like but I just got violated by a word.
You
I don't
meet in the bar, I think.
Oh, okay.
Right. We have so much to talk
about. I could
about.
Do that.
Yeah. Now, listen, yeah, you can have a vicarious feeling like you're meeting with Aline. And you're really, you know.
Elin.
Elin. Elin. Elin. Elin.
Yes.
Okay, I'll get it. Okay, the important thing is.
If you say her three times, she appears. Be very careful.
I'm not scared.
Mm. All right, well, I just want to wind it up here for the talking portion of the show. We're going to then dissipate into craziness. But I want you to be good, those of you who are listening or watching. In your home, your mansion on a hill, or your cardboard box, wherever you are, I want you to make like bonobos, not baboons, okay? Right, the make love, not war chimpanzee. Make love, not war, okay? I mean, sex and death, it's all very erotic, but drop bras, not bombs, okay?
Or panties.
Or drop panties.
Or trowel.
Or trowel. You know, whatever you can drop to give yourself a thrill. You know, whatever. It's like Tara Patrick who got into porn so that she wouldn't be a serial killer. You know, I mean, we
got
to use
lives.
The sex we okay, got to channel our violent natures. We are violent, crazy people, we humans. And we got to get inspired by the bonobos to practice ethical hedonism and the bonobo way and channel that crazy, destructive, mad, choking side of us into love and pleasure and choking for some people. But, obviously for
Squirt.
Jocelyn. But
Squirt.
For everyone, I want you to make love, not war, make love to someone you love tonight, even if that someone is you.
Or dead.
I love you.
Or dead.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Naughty.
That's what I'm talking about.
And you've been listening to Radio Suzy One on the World Wide Web.
Yummy.
And we are the forefront of the revolution. We are the revolution because we're going to have an American Spring just like the Arab Spring. And we're going to spring out and we're going to take them all down and create a new world of sex. From our house to your house, thank you for having us.
Yeah.
Yeah, baby.
Okay, guests up on the bed.
Talk about with anyone else.
Gonna you take some pictures. I'm gonna take off my microphone.
Your mistress of the airwaves. For the erotic arts and sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you. No fantasy is too taboo. And help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Suzy One on the World Wide Web.